May I suggest a little mouth to mouth?
It's semifinal time, and our two experienced teams are about to go head-to-head to compete for a place in the final and a shot at this, the Junkyard Wars Trophy. But to get there, they're going to have to navigate today's very difficult challenge.
We want the teams to build two-person rescue machines to pick up those distressed swimmers. They'll get three attempts each, and the team that saves the swimmer in the single fastest time will win. But a simple boat won't do the job, because the machines will have to start up here at the lifeguard tower and drive down the beach to get to the water. So they'll have to build amphibious craft.
In green, life's a beach for the Jet Doctors, three amazing aircraft mechanics from Long Beach, California.
My name is Kirk Wester.
Hi, I'm Darren Tamanai. Everybody calls me Tama.
Hi, I'm Jeff Higginbotham.
We work on the airplanes. We repair everything from the avionics, autopilot system, to changing tires and brakes. The Jet Doctors are going to win because we have been highly trained and we have all the skills necessary to take on any challenge.
Hands down.
The Jet Doctors powered through the first round in a tractor puller that outran the competition. Heading up the Jet Doctors rescue team, it's amphibious car expert Dave Deerer. Dave runs a company that restores these 1960s amphicars to their former glory.
In ocean blue are the Auto Amigos, three macho mechanics from Los Angeles.
I'm Guillermo Gomez. I go by the name of Junior. My teammates are Ralph and Sergio. And I'm the captain of Auto Amigo.
In the first round, they flamed the opposition on their junk jet trike. And racing to the Auto Amigo's aid is Billy Six. He's also an avid restorer of amphibious autos and has made a huge splash in the amphicar world. Billy's a deadly rival of green expert Dave and wants nothing more than to leave him trailing in his wake.
Auto Amigos!
Yeah!
Jet Doctors!
Yes!
Teams, welcome back to the Junkyard and the semi-final.
Yeah!
I do not want you to build a vehicle that drives over the sand. I do not want you to build me a machine that can float over the water.
In fact, today we want a machine that can do both of those things. And your amphibious vehicle will have a purpose. You will need to drive down a beach and out onto the water to rescue a swimmer before the sharks get him.
Yeah. Yeah. You have 10 hours from the time that the mighty car crusher crushes that car. Are you ready?
Yes!
They're ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
How are we gonna make this thing float and drive at the same time? Okay, this is gonna be great. Any suggestions, Billy?
We are going to use a Volkswagen Beetle.
All right.
Okay, we're gonna use the same engine that's in the Beetle. We're gonna strip all the extra sheet metal out of it, cut the roof off of it. We're gonna need another differential, props, fan blade.
The Amigos plan to convert a Volkswagen Beetle into an amphibious rescue racer. They'll remove the roof and mount an additional car axle, complete with differential and drive shaft, and fit a propeller on the end. When the drive wheels of the Beetle are in contact with the wheels of the new axle, the drive shaft will turn and the propeller will pull them through the water. However, if they can't make the engine watertight, the whole thing will grind to a halt.
Time out there, huh?
Yeah, we're going to be running back and forth getting some stuff here.
Woo.
An amphibious vehicle, that's pretty exciting, pretty challenging. I hope you have a good plan for us.
Just thinking, you know, something light, easy, but floating good with power and torque. I thought of some type of motorcycle four-wheeler, something that we can steer on sand, too. So anyways, want to use a 35 to 55-gallon drum. We're going to put some sides on it, the paddles, and we're going to run this off of the rear wheels.
The Jet Doctors want to turn an all-terrain vehicle, or ATV, into a paddle boat. They plan to cut and bend the walls of a big oil drum to make their large rear paddle and power it with a chain drive from their ATV's back axle. However, if the paddle is too high or too low in the water, it will be completely ineffective. So they'll need to add extra oil drums so they can adjust the height of the paddle. Otherwise, they'll need rescuing themselves.
All right, so I guess the major thing, we want to see that drum, that 55-gallon drum.
Right.
Okay, some kind of sand tire that we can use.
Pairs. We want pairs. Don't mismatch goofy things.
Right.
I don't know how heavy our person is that we're rescuing, and if they put us in the water goofy, we got to be able to adjust that drum so we can have motivation to beat them!
All right, you guys ready?
All right, you ready? Yeah. Come on! All right, here we go!
All right,
go.
Good. All right.
Semis. I'm fired up. Are you fired up?
Oh, I'm always fired up.
Speaking about being fired up, the sun is fired up. It's about 97 degrees, and it's early in the morning.
Woo!
And the teams are also fired up. At stake is a place in the finals. Find those parts fast, folks.
Tama, it's the semis. What are you looking for first and foremost this morning?
We're looking for a frame and some barrels, some big stuff so that they can get started.
The amigos don't seem to know where to start.
Oh, beautiful, Tama. Very good. I'd like to see four more. If you have your eye on four barrels or some, I need some, yeah. I know barrels, and this is a good barrel.
You know.
Yeah.
The Jet Doctor's workshop is filling with floats, but the motor is still a figment of their imagination.
Hey.
That'll work.
I think it's going to work.
Yeah.
Out in the yard, amigo scavenger Ralph is circling round a beetle.
We found a bug over here that looks like we're going to be able to use this one here.
Okay.
Trouble is, it's in need of rescue itself.
Hey, Shorty.
How you guys doing over there?
Shorty!
Yay!
What are you doing with the VW?
Oh, it's got a lot of nice parts we're going to be able to use out of this thing here. Lots of goodies.
Are you a beach-going man yourself?
Well, we'll find out.
Both teams are tackling the trash, looking for their perfect parts. The Blue Auto Amigos have a beat-up Beetle, but they need a propeller and another axle to make this bug swim.
The Jet Doctors only have barrels. Without an engine and a chassis, they'll be wading through the waves.
Really concentrate now on the truck frame or a truck of some kind.
We found a wagon for you. It has all four wheels and a hitch.
Beautiful. Get that bad boy in here.
All right.
Woo!
All right. Come on, man.
Woo.
The amigos can't wait to give their bug a detailed inspection.
All right. We got a winner. Hey, still has the CD player in it. All right, man. This is
guys, it. Guys, take your time. Hey, you got all day. Hey, it's hot. Take it easy. Take it easy.
Jet Doctors expert Dave and Captain Kirk are getting anxious. But out in the yard, their scavengers are making headway.
Jeff from Kirk, Jeff.
Yes, Kirk.
What type of vehicle did you find?
It's a four-wheeler.
It's barely got four wheels, so all right. Will it work?
No brakes.
It's smaller than I had envisioned.
You know, the tires themselves will actually supply some floating support. Handlebars would be better for leverage and steering.
Maybe we should throw a rudder in the front.
The amigos are all action.
Better yet. This thing's gonna swim.
They have to cut their beetle down to size before they can start on the propeller drive.
The auto aces are throwing parts away. The Jet Doctors are throwing parts in the bay.
Tama!
They're scavenging up a storm. Barrels, chains, wheels, and a special added bonus.
Oh! There you go! We got it all done!
We're done!
All we need is a motor.
There it is.
What's going on? Okay, you guys just started, and you've got a ton of stuff in the build area already. Monsieur Expert, explain.
I want to float. I want to float easy. I want to float quick.
Yeah.
I want to get done today and within, like, 4 hours.
Okay.
3.5, he's saying. 3.5. I can read it as that. So we're using the barrels. We're going to float this little four-wheeler frame. We're going to get it started. And our propulsion is going to be a paddle wheel.
Hey, I like that.
The Jet Doctors will turn the oil drum into a paddle wheel by cutting and bending back the walls of the barrel. They'll mount it at the rear, and a chain drive connected to the ATV's back axle will get the paddle moving. But if their chain is too slack or the engine doesn't have enough power, there'll be no turning back or going forward.
you want to keep it as light as possible?
Totally, totally. Yeah. Especially since we got the little dinky motor, you know?
He doesn't mean that. He doesn't
mean
that.
So we're hoping it's going to be a real powerhouse.
God, you guys are the jet doctors. You can amp that thing up.
Sure.
Yeah.
Put a little afterburner on the engine. Yeah.
How you doing, Junior?
Good, good. Just making a convertible here.
Oh, very nice. Chopping it up.
Yeah.
What's the plan for your vehicle?
Well, first we got to get that motor running.
Okay.
And then we're going to get an axle with a drive shaft here, differential on the back.
The Auto Amigos will use a car axle assembly connected to the Beetle's drive wheels to power their propeller. They'll need to position the axle exactly so that both sets of wheels touch. When the Beetle's drive wheels spin the axle, the differential gear will cause the drive shaft to rotate, moving the propeller. But any mistake in their calculations may mean the wheels lose contact and leave the Amigos dead in the water.
Well, I'm not a good swimmer.
No. Well, hopefully you won't have to swim, because if you swim, something went terribly, terribly wrong.
The jet doctors have a pile of parts, but where to begin?
Yeah, how do we got to figure out,
the arrangement of hooking it up to the actual vehicle to allow adjustability, and, the drivetrain, too, has to move with it. I'm going to have to weld these two ends together.
Captain Kirk makes a start on the pontoons that will balance their craft. And out in the yard, Thomas still wants to roll out the barrel.
Do you have enough of those 55-gallon drums?
We do have enough. That's enough for the drums, yes.
Okay, thank you.
The Amigos have good news for their captain.
Hey, guys, I found a differential over here.
Drive shaft on it?
Yes, drive shaft's on it.
Okay, bring it in.
Way to go, man. This is it. All right. We got the problem with this arm, but let's forget that and just flip this around.
But the axle brings with it a whole host of problems.
Can you come my way? All right. Take a look at this, Ralph. Tell me what you think. Shorty, tell me what you think. If this thing doesn't hit those tires, all right, we're screwed. We're going to have to come up with something else.
Looks to me like we're a little high.
Yep. Drop it down a couple inches.
And drop it down as much as we can so we can get a better angle.
Yep.
The jet doctors aren't smiling either. They're sizing up their sprocket.
That looks huge. What's our chain look like compared to that?
It's heavy. Yeah, it's too heavy anyway. Yeah.
They're planning to use a chain to drive their paddle, but without the correct sprocket, that wheel's not going to be turning anything.
That's what I was thinking. We have to bolt it.
You know what?
Then we still have a
rather
problem.
Than going with this, how about if we can get a rim and you weld?
You know what? I mean, you're onto something.
Okay. Well, here's another idea that we've discussed other times. Is actually having coming out of the rims.
That's what I was just going to say.
Yeah, weld
exactly.
Weld a paddle wheel to the outside of the back tires.
The jet doctors are filing a new flight plan. Rather than having one large paddle wheel at the back driven by a chain, they'll fabricate two smaller ones out of steel rods and sheet metal and mount them directly on the ATV's rear wheels. The design of these paddles is critical. Too large and they'll dig into the sand when they're on land. Too small, and they won't shift enough water.
You know what? That'll solve a whole bunch of problems with driving this drum.
It's a change of gear for the jet doctors. Now it's full steam ahead for their amphibious craft.
Building a vehicle to get across land and water has always been a challenge. It was the military that first developed successful amphibious vehicles. In the 1960s, amphibious cars became available for everyone. Perfect for an afternoon drive.
But a vehicle specifically designed to rescue distressed swimmers is another thing altogether.
California lifeguard John Beecher has been rescuing people from the water for the last 28 years. He's also a trained engineer and familiar with amphibious craft. So who better to be our judge?
Good morning, good morning.
Good to have you aboard the throne.
Why, thank you.
All right, so we're building the rescue racing machines. Two pretty different designs. Let's start with the jet doctors. What do you see? What do you like? What don't you like?
They've kind of changed their design around a little bit to have paddles on the wheels themselves. So they're hopefully going to have enough flotation that they can vary to get enough paddles in the water and actually propel them and not have the paddles in the sand as they're driving up and down the beach.
Right. Anything that concerns you?
Their engine's pretty exposed. Even though that it's a quad bike, they're made to go through rivers and things like that. It's not made to be like submerged all the time, and that might be a mighty wet engine.
Let's zip over to the Auto Amigos.
VW engines are notorious for not liking being wet.
Yeah.
So the Automiga is going to have to somehow come up with some sort of a bow structure up on front and then seal up the bottom really well. Because there are a few holes in the bottom of the thing, and they're not making a submarine.
Where do you put your money at this point?
Ooh. I think I'm going to lean a little bit towards the jet doctors.
Why is that?
It's lighter, it looks to be a little more efficient, and they're going to have an awful lot more control over their buoyancy.
The Amigos need stacks of sheet metal to seal their Beetle.
Okay, guys, they found some sheet metal here, and I believe another tire for the differential.
All right, cool. Shorty, bring it in.
That's not nearly enough, but at least they found a propeller and extra wheels.
Look at here, guys. Think this will work?
We're going to be flying down that beach.
Get some mud tires.
Looking good.
With the building underway, our judge sneaks into the bays to make a detailed inspection. The Amigos have a long way to go before their Beetle is completely watertight. And the jet doctors are struggling to put their new plan into practice.
Attention, teams, attention! Life is definitely not a beach, especially when you've only got six hours remaining.
No, eight hours!
The jet doctor's change of plan means they'll need a pair of bigger wheels to support their paddles. They've got one, but Jeff must find its mate. And the junkyard is like a desert.
Well, this is definitely a fitness program today.
It may be a mirage, but finally, something catches Jeff's eye.
Guess what I found?
You know what? I've always liked you. Come on in with that tire. Let's see it. Yeah! If you weren't already married, I might marry you.
And the Amigos are also discovering diamonds in the rough.
Some sheet metal here, and we've got as much as you need.
That's a find, man. I love it.
The Amigos are on a roll.
Cool.
No.
What's all the metal for?
This is for underneath. We're going to need a lot of sheet metal under there. We need to make this watertight. And that's one of the major factors there.
Isn't all this metal going to make this really, really heavy?
Keep in mind that if you took a cast iron bathtub, an old-timey bathtub, closed off the drain,
right,
and tried to sink it, it wouldn't sink until it's completely filled up. Yeah. So if we can keep enough water out of that thing, even if it is heavy,
right,
it's still going to go.
Let's make them cry.
Ready?
Yes, sir.
I got the gas.
It's no go for the jet doctors. They need to start their engine.
He's got the button.
Okay, there's no point.
Hey, what's that green team doing? It's awful quiet over there.
Hey, Kirk.
Yeah.
Gotta get this thing started, man.
Let's go.
Gotta demoralize these guys.
He's got the button.
Do we have a choke here? All right, choke.
Hey, do you guys know what you're doing over there?
Oh, yeah.
See?
Sure?
See?
See? See?
How's the engine?
Engine's just purring quiet. It's awfully quiet.
It's silent right now. Stealth mode, yeah.
It doesn't work, is what you're trying to tell me.
I do not hear the Auto Amigos engine either.
There's definitely no sound coming out of the Amigos motor, and they've got another problem. To keep their engine dry, they must seal a whole lot of holes.
And the jet doctors are still having engine trauma.
It doesn't sound like it's hitting.
Somebody called David Hasselhoff, because these two teams are in need of a rescue. One of them is going to catch the tide, while the other is going to be left high and dry. Who's it going to be? I say stick around and find out.
Welcome back to Junkyard Wars, where the heat is really on as two teams of unlikely-looking lifeguards attempt to make amphibious rescue vehicles from junk.
Both teams have to build a vehicle that can fit two crew members and a dummy swimmer. The blue Auto Amigos are converting a land-loving Beetle. They're adding lots of sheet metal to get it watertight, but it's going to be a long job.
The green jet doctors are attaching paddles to their ATV's back wheels. They've decided that starting their engine will have to wait.
Come on up here. The fiberglass is heating up. Ugh.
Amigo expert Billy has a watertight solution.
This is all you need to make a Volkswagen float. Gallons and gallons of it.
But I do see the little fiber bits of the fabric. Do you lay that down and paste it over?
That's the right way to do it, but that takes a while. So what I do is I just dip it in there and slobber it on. You got to close all this stuff up because you're never going to get a bilge pump big enough to pump all this out if you got all these little holes in here.
Right. Have you taken an assessment of how many holes you have to fill?
We have 20,743.
I think the fumes are getting to you, so make sure you step away from this every now and then and get some fresh air, okay? Yeah.
And the fumes seem to have affected the jet doctor's judgment. They've just realized that each line of barrels will get in the way of the paddles.
How about if we cut these down, use only one barrel on each side, and put a smaller one up front? And if we have to cut the front one, we can.
We can put the front one on with strapping.
Yeah, put it on with strapping, cut it loose if we don't need it.
There's no choice. Expert Dave has to undo all of Captain Kirk's welds.
He did the math, and again, and one barrel's going to be enough. So we're going to put one barrel on each side, and we'll put one smaller barrel up front.
The jet doctors are working hard. They've got some barrels built that they'll use for flotation. Now they, in fact, think they might have too much flotation, so they might have to adjust that. However, they've not started their engine yet, and although they're aware that they should start their engine, which is good, they still have a ways to go, and nothing doesn't look anywhere near waterproof.
You want to talk about having a long way to go about getting things waterproof? Auto Amigos.
Really?
These guys have to waterproof that entire Volkswagen bug. It is going to be a nightmare. I'm telling you right now, gonna sink like a rock, like a stone.
Amigo expert Billy is frantically trying to seal up every hole, and teammate Ralph also has his work cut out. He's changing the bolt configuration on all the wheels so that they fit the Beetle, and it isn't easy.
Looks like you got two done.
Yeah, I got two done.
All right, time's pretty good.
Only another four to go.
Jet Doctor Tama is planning to smooth their ATV's entry into the water. Using the leftover barrels as templates, he's building cones that should break the waves.
Yeah, hanging it up like that, huh?
You used to do wardrobe for Madonna?
Huh?
You used to do wardrobe for Madonna?
All right, listen up, teams. The tide is slowly rolling in. This is your four-hour time check.
Four hours remaining.
The heat is on.
Tama from Kirk. Tama?
Oh, this looks good.
I don't know where he's at.
Both teams are feeling the effects.
It's really hot out there. It's killing us.
Whew. It's hot.
By now? You gotta be used to this by now. It is so hot. What's it going to do to them out there?
Right, it's just going to take every bit of energy they have right out of them.
What about the jet doctors?
Jet doctors, I'm still trying to figure out where in the world they're going to put their victim. They have a place for one person, another person. Now what do they do with their victim?
With the victim, okay.
Auto Amigos still have to seal up the bottom. They have to get their differential mounted, and they have to figure out some way of getting that top differential down into a prop in the water.
What about engine? Have you got a start on that one yet?
We haven't heard any engine out of either of them.
You want me to crank it?
Yeah, crank it up.
All right. This is a moment, man.
The Amigos need to start their engine before they can finalize the position of their extra axle. And there's no sign of life.
Guys, we need some gas. Talk to me.
The competition aren't making things easy for them.
Hey, guys, I don't know if you've taken a peek in here lately, but I'm looking at, I think, a big mistake.
Now you got me curious. I have to see.
You got to take a look. Ours is, what? Let's see, we can almost say done.
They have a rear end welded to the top of this Volkswagen. Wow, that's something special.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Well, it's artwork.
Like that sound.
Okay.
Get up here.
Go for it.
Woo!
Yeah! Woo!
The Amigos' triumph means that the doctors drop everything so they can concentrate on ignition.
Yeah.
A little choke. Let's do it one more time.
Hey,
a little choke, a little choke.
Yep.
Here we go. Burn a hole.
Check the radiator.
Now they can start fitting their paddles. Let's hope those barrels don't obstruct them.
Are you going to have enough clearance room here if you put paddles on?
Oh, certainly.
That's the size right there?
We're working on it right now.
I'm going to have two go into the wheel.
Okay.
And then we're going to weld these on. And have an end plate on the outside.
Okay, okay. But show me the clearance. What kind of clearance you got on that? Oh, the ruler does work. Excellent. Good
the
stuff.
Ruler, thumb. Just,
all right, get back at it.
Thank you.
We'll talk later.
Right.
Okay, we'll see you. Thanks.
The Amigos are ready to mount the wheels on their extra axle, but both sets of wheels have to touch. Mounting the axle assembly requires great precision. It's crucial there's enough contact between the Beetle's drive wheels and the extra axle wheels. If there's any slack, the tires will slip, the axle won't turn, and the propeller won't rotate, leaving them stuck stationary in the water.
The wheels aren't touching. It's hammer time.
Is it reaching the tire?
Ooh, an inch.
The jet doctors are pushing ahead with their paddles.
Check it. We have propulsion system.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that sun setting in the sky is a pretty good indicator that we're running out of time.
I think they've both figured out what they're going to have to do in a very short amount of time.
I get the sense at this point that the jet doctors are getting down to what they do best, which is being meticulous and putting a lot of attention to detail.
That's what it appears to be, yeah.
Yeah, and the Auto Amigos, on the other hand, are just...
They're frantically going at it with a purpose and a mission.
Mm-hmm.
And the Amigos are close to finishing their propulsion system.
We mount this on top.
They finally got their axle to fit, so now they're mounting the drive shaft. But there's still a lot to do before they can position the propeller on the end.
Mount it here, mount it here. You all right with that?
Listen up, James. Yo, yo, yo. This is DJ Ty in the house on Junkyard Radio announcing that you have just entered the rush hour. 1 hour remaining. That's it. 1 hour.
Ooh, 1 hour.
The race is on, and there's one last rush to the junkyard to gather extra parts. The doctors need material for a seat that'll take two crew members. The Amigos must extend their exhaust pipes above the waterline.
Sorry, I wasn't welding all day.
The machines are turning into amphibious craft, but how about rescuing a distressed dummy swimmer?
Okay, so here I am. Ooh, I can't swim. Woo, I can't swim. Save me, Jeff. How's it going to work?
They can just reach over and grab the victim and pull him on any way you can.
Right.
And head back to the beach.
Are you concerned at all about falling off yourself or throwing this whole thing out of balance?
Well, we're welding the handrails on right now for the person who's actually going to grab the dummy to shift his weight and move around to grab the dummy.
Right.
And the balance of the 55-gallon drums, the front and rear drums, is going to give enough stability for the person grabbing to reach anywhere, we think.
Right, here I am.
Get him, Junior, by the hair.
I'm going to...
Okay.
Grab him, buddy.
I got him.
Careful.
I got
okay,
him.
Okay, we're back.
Okay, that's it.
Oh, come on. He can do better than that. You're not just going to pick me up. You got to put me in here.
You only need 60 pounds.
You're only a dummy.
It's all coming together. I cannot believe it. After all the work they've gone through, it's actually coming together for both teams.
It looks like it.
Tell me how both of these machines are going to run come tomorrow. Let's start with the jet doctors.
As they get into the water, those front pontoons of theirs, if they don't get the little nose cones on there, are gonna dig in a little bit. And if their paddles are situated such that they're not too low or too high, they'll do fine.
Are the jet doctors moving through the water easily?
They're moving through the water.
All right, fair enough, I understand. What about the Auto Amigos?
Their prop sticks way out the back.
Yeah.
If there's a steep berm or a steep drop-off, they could be in trouble before they ever hit the water.
If you're drowning in the ocean, do you want the jet doctors to come and save you or the Auto Amigos?
What a choice. I think I'll opt for my original folk and guess. Jet doctors.
The Amigos have raided the doctor's bay for spare barrels. They hope they'll give their Beetle extra buoyancy. And they still have to seal their engine.
You see, we gotta cut some more. Get the Zozo.
The jet doctors are racing to get their ATV seaworthy. It's just a simple matter of fixing the steering, mounting a rudder, extending their exhaust pipe, and waterproofing everything.
We're just gonna let's cut the edge off.
10 minutes! This is your 10-minute time call, teams! Put the pedal to the metal!
You like our cones?
Now hold on.
Line it up.
Boy, this is a crazy-looking bug here.
Are they seaworthy, though. I can't wait to see them in the water.
I don't care. They're done. They're done.
They look good. What do you think?
I think these guys have done a yeoman's job over here, and these guys actually got done. Like, they're putting an American flag on the end of the thing.
We're out of time.
All right, teams. That's it. Put your tools down. I said put your tools down now.
Just in time. That's it.
Thank you very much. What a great day. Give yourselves a round of applause.
All right, guys. All right. Good job, guys. Good job, team. We had a little problems with the design factor.
They said, hey, let's take a look at it. Yeah, maybe this, we should do it this way. And it's just boom, 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 boom. Hey, what do you want to do? And nobody minded doing. There was nobody, you know, as everyone is equal. That was really nice, really nice.
And we had to change what we were looking for and all that, but it all came together.
Well, the engine, it was healthy, just that we couldn't get any spark out of it.
It was pretty rough out there. Hot. Very hot.
It was a little bit hard. Well, not a little bit, a lot hard, and but we got it through. We came through.
We have done the impossible. Did you see that machine? Did you ever think that anything like that could ever be put together under any circumstances? Do you think it will float? I know it will float.
So, will the Auto Amigos leaky Beetles drive wheels stay in contact with their extra axle wheels and keep their propeller turning?
And will the Jet Doctor's two feeble paddle wheels dig into the sand and bog them down before their oil-barreled ATV even gets to the water?
Find out who swims through to the final after the break.
Welcome back to Junkyard Wars, where our two teams of semifinalists have spent the last 10 hours building their beach rescue racers. Now it's time to test them out.
We've come to Castaic Lake here in California. Here's the deal. The teams must drive down the beach, cross 100 yards of water, rescue their dummies, and get them back to shore. Then they must run the dummy up to the lifeguard tower.
There's just enough time for some last-minute tinkering. The Jet Doctors are making their machine watertight, sealing up every last crack, they hope. And the Auto Amigos are mounting flotation barrels to keep them from sinking.
Let me get some.
Put some silicone on there.
Good and tighten.
Hola, amigos.
Hola.
Hola.
What happens if you get water in around the engine, anything like that? Because, you know, the water, an engine needs to breathe.
Now we got air intake there, and the other pipes, of course, are exhaust. Now, we waterproofed the spark plug wires with silicone, so the engine will tolerate getting wet to some point, but that we're going to find out.
If something were to go wrong, what do you think it would be?
I think the only thing that might go wrong is the engine might stop running, and in which case we have our plan B, of course, the paddles.
No, you do not.
Yes, we
That's
do.
That's very good thinking.
Being an aircraft mechanic group, we have a plan B, a backup. You know, if our engine stops, we'll deploy the paddles and we'll paddle it in.
Nice.
What kind of things can go wrong for both of these teams? Let's start with the Jet Doctors.
Jet Doctors are going to have a problem if they can't get their buoyancy right. They're also going to have a bit of a challenge in getting their victim on their
wind
vessel.
That?
It's not very big. There's not a lot of maneuverability around room in the back of their vessel. They're going to have to reach over, get some stability themselves so they don't go swimming, grab the victim, up onto the boat, maneuver around and come back.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the dangers for the Auto Amigos that we have to watch out for?
Weight. I don't think they've purposely built a submarine, but I think there's just going to be basic flotation and traction on their back wheels, both in and out of the water,
right,
and just basic propulsion.
Which one is going to work best overall? Is it going to be the Jet Doctors or the Auto Amigos?
I'm still going to have to put my money where it was yesterday on the Jet Doctors. Slow and simple, easy. Still the Jet Doctors.
We're minutes away from the first race.
Pretty shy, leave them off.
The teams will start here at the lifeguard tower. When they get the emergency signal, they'll race down the beach and out onto the water to the distressed swimmers. They'll pull the swimmers aboard, then battle back to shore. The team that makes the rescue in the single fastest time will win.
All right, looks like the teams are ready. Let's do it.
That's it.
Okay. Tyler to Karen, let's go with run number one. You can get the teams to start their engines.
Copy that, Tyler. It's the medal. Are you ready? Yes. Go.
Yeah. Woo.
The Jet Doctors are quick off the mark.
Push it.
The Amigos are trying to jumpstart their Beetle.
Push it, push the gas in.
Still no sound from the Amigos engine.
Oh, man. Oh, great.
I think the machine is actually afraid of water.
What went wrong?
I told you to put a V8 in this car, man. You messed up again.
What really happened in there? What were the mechanics?
And everything got overheated. The engine just shut right off. Rock solid. Cannot turn.
The Auto Amigos look like they're out of the race, but the Jet Doctors are having no problems with their engine.
Those cones are really helping them plow through the water.
The Jet Doctors racing towards us at laser-like speed.
You guys are making a heck of a time right now, though.
Nice approach. A little bit head-on, though, don't you think?
Yeah, they're coming straight in, but he's getting his turn down.
Hey, bring our dummy back, too! Hey!
They've got their hands on their swimmer, but if they're not careful, they're going to capsize.
Bring both of them back!
They've got to coordinate holding the dummy and steering.
Come on, Jet Dog!